This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour, talking about kind of human stuff tonight, it being the day after Valentine's Day. We didn't really get into any Valentine's Day stuff last night. We talked about cuddling so far tonight, the snuggle parties, or cuddle parties, as they are called, also professional snugglers, making upwards of $80 an hour just to snuggle with someone. Or even stay for an entire night with someone, but not involving sex. And, I mean, I don't know what sex costs, but I suspect you can probably find someone who's willing to have sex for $80 an hour. So, seems like a pretty good deal.
You could, if you look in the right place, find somebody willing to do that for free.
For less or free. Yeah, so it seems like actually a pretty good deal where you don't actually have to risk venereal disease. And you still get paid, like, nice. You get paid a decent hourly rate. Seems like a pretty good job.
And based on the testimony that we heard during the legislative committee hearing that would actually wind up decriminalizing prostitution in New Hampshire. The women that work in prostitution have a lower rate of STIs than the general population.
Even in illegal prostitution?
Yes.
That's interesting.
That's the testimony that was reported by three different women that are themselves prostitutes.
I didn't know that they were prostitutes in, like, illegal areas or if they were prostitutes in legal areas.
The one lives in Rhode Island. The other two came from California.
I guess the idea is that they're just more concerned with protection, given the risks involved.
Right, because, you know, if you wind up... You know, getting all of your clients sick, you're not getting repeat customers.
Still to come, since we're talking about sort of just human stuff here tonight, people that, you know, things that almost everyone can relate to. Everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to have someone who's close to them, even if they're just paying the person. And then on the way here, the Myers-Briggs personality test doesn't actually mean anything, according to Huffington Post. We'll talk about that when we get a chance.
Interesting.
But, Daryl, you were sharing with us some interesting statistics about online dating. So we started out with professional cuddling, moving into online dating. And the headline, I have not seen this story, the headline saying that, you know, online dating is more popular
now than
ever.
More Americans dating online. Views on sex have shifted in the past decade.
And so I was surprised when it was only like 12% of all adults who have admitted to using online dating services.
15. From 12 in 2013.
Thank you. When you break down by age range, then you find out that younger people, like millennials types,
27%
are a little more likely to date. But it seems like it should be higher than that. And you also cited another statistic where 40% of, was it all adults or only the millennial
41%
types?
Of all adults said they know someone who uses online dating. And 29% said they know someone who has married or entered a long-term relationship with someone they met through online dating.
Now, I guess it could be true that those people aren't necessarily talking about themselves, and 40% of people, so, you know, roughly half of folks could know someone in out of the 100-plus people that they know who has used online dating. But I suspect you're right in that it is underreported as far as people, you know, being honest with the surveyors.
Right. And even though online dating has become, you know, more favorable as far as the way people view it, Americans still weigh the pros and cons. On the positive side, about 80% of Americans who use online dating or have used online dating said it was a good way to meet people. 62% said it allows people to find a better match. And 61% said online dating is easier and more efficient than other ways of meeting people. On the negative side,
I got to agree with that.
Well, you also, you know, basically work from home.
Yeah.
As do I in, you know, some respect. So the people that we interact with every day is each other.
Yeah. That's
and true. I'm not interested in you
we're on the phone
for dating purposes. Right, but no, I'm saying, like, you know,
right.
physical interaction.
Yeah.
You know, like, we are our coworkers.
yeah.
So we're not really
It's
meeting.
Bad to date a coworker just in general. Yeah. I mean, even if you were an attractive female, Daryl, it's generally just a bad idea. You typically want to cross
True.
That off your list because if things go wrong, then it gets a little awkward.
Right. But again, you know, mentioning the other ways to meet people, and one of the things was in the course of your work.
Right.
So on the negative side, they report that 45% of online dating users agree that online dating is more dangerous, or rather a more dangerous way of meeting people. But they
Why?
Don't go into details here.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, again, I guess if you're meeting somebody at work, then you probably have some more knowledge of who that person is because you've had some prior experience
right.
with them. But as far as just meeting a stranger at a bar or meeting someone, I suppose if it was a setup, then it's someone else's friend who you know, like if it's two friends of a friend or whatever
right.
being set up, then you could say, well, that person has vouched for that person, so they know them. But as far as, like, the traditional meeting a stranger, if you're meeting strangers, why would it be more dangerous online versus some guy, some creep in a bar?
Yeah, I don't know, other than people probably just buying into the fear of, well, there was that one guy that one time that killed people that he met on Craigslist.
Yeah, okay.
Look,
meet the guy in real meet whoever it is. In a public place. Don't meet the online dating person in a back alley for your first date.
Right. 31% said that online dating keeps people from settling down because they always have more options. And 16% said that they believe
That's
that
ridiculous.
People who use online dating are just desperate.
Wait, what? Which percent said they were
16%.
Desperate? 16%.
Said that they believe people who use online dating are just desperate. The report says, overall, men and women who have used online dating tend to have similar views of the pros and cons, with one major exception relating to personal safety. 53% of women who have used online dating agree that it is more dangerous than other ways of meeting people, substantially higher than the 38% of male online daters who agree with the statement. So here we are we're only disagreeing that it's more dangerous because of our male privilege.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just don't feel as threatened.
In a separate survey done by OkCupid, they reported that between 2005 and 2015, the views of its users have shifted. In 2015, half of the people said they would consider having sex with someone on the first date, down 19% since 2005.
So fewer people now are likely to have sex sooner.
Fewer people now are more likely to answer the question in the affirmative that they are willing to have sex with someone on the first date.
So more people are willing to have sex on the first date.
No. So it's down. The number of people who answered the question in the affirmative
is down.
Is down okay, 19 so percentage points.
First was correct.
It's not necessarily that fewer people are actually willing to have sex on the first date. It's just that fewer people now are answering the question in the affirmative.
Well, presumably they're answering honestly, so.
Or not answering the question.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, there are ways that you don't have to answer every question.
Okay.
So you could just skip the question.
Alrighty.
The survey, or not survey, but the report from OkCupid, also on whether there was such a thing as having too many partners, about 52% of people in 2015 said yes. That's down 18 percentage points from 2005, so a more liberal shift on that side on whether they could consider having a friendship based solely on sex with no further intent. 61% said yes. That's up 11% from a decade ago.
So wait, so 61% would consider it or are okay with it? What was the exact?
Would consider a friendship based solely on the horizontal tango.
And this is of all the site's users? This isn't a particular demographic?
All OkCupid users.
Interesting. And you would think you'd get something like that out of, what is it, Tinder? Which is more of like, seems like a have sex kind of app?
86% said that it was acceptable for a woman to talk openly about her sex life, up 15 percentage points from a decade ago.
That's a good one. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk more online dating. And if you've got a story you want to share about your experience in that world, we'd love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here on the radio waves. Maybe you've got an online dating story you want to tell us. Maybe it turned out to be a disaster for you. Or maybe you got married to the person, or you're still with them in a long-term relationship.
Maybe you got married, and then it turned out to be a disaster.
Those things can happen. But, you know, do you blame online dating for it? What's your story? If you want to share it, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the internet, since we're talking about that, was meant to be used, if you want, without oversight, anonymously. But many governments and companies are thriving off the lack of privacy that you have on the internet today. ProXPN can give you your privacy back. They're a virtual private network, and ProXPN encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, as well as Linux support. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, if you use code FTL50, you get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. That's code FTL50 at proxpn.com. Now, one of the critiques that I've heard about online dating, specifically about OkCupid, is that the people there just want sex, that it's just like this group of folks, the people that are in the dating pool there on OkCupid aren't really looking for long-term relationships and that they just want to have sex. I don't have that much experience with it. I've only met one person from OkCupid, and that was a few years ago. And I didn't get that impression from that particular person. But that's what Renee from Seditious Sirens and Anarchy After Dark has said about OkCupid. Have you ever heard that about that dating site?
I have not.
Or has that been your experience with it?
That's certainly not been my experience with it. My experience is, you know, like most people are looking for, you know, long-term, only long-term, and, you know, unless it's going to be forever.
It would seem like Tinder would be the site where people are just looking for sex, right? Like,
yes.
At least that's what I hear about Tinder. I've never actually downloaded the app. I've never, you know, taken any time to explore it, but
we live in such a, you know, sparsely populated area, it's probably not worth it to download the app.
I see what you're saying. More of like a city-oriented kind of thing. Urban.
Right. So, you know, like if you're living in Manchester where there's 100,000 people,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a lot more options than Keene right. where there's 20,000 people.
So, you know, whatever your opinions are, we'd love to hear them. If you want to share them, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, was there more from the Pew Research study?
Yeah, there's one more, and we're out of the Pew study, and we're now into the statistics that were released by OkCupid.
Oh, okay, right. And they were
where it showed the shift in thought on views on sex over the last decade.
From their site's users.
Based on site users and based on answers to questions.
And you got to give it, you got to give OkCupid a lot of credit. I mean, they've really done an amazing job at, and I do understand that apparently there was some government money involved at some point, or DARPA or whatever.
DARPA helped create the entire internet. So if you're going to DARPA was involved, then yes, DARPA is involved in, you know,
you don't know the history
way
of OkCupid.
The LRN works because DARPA created the internet.
You don't know
internet.
The history of OkCupid, right? There actually was like some sort of DARPA involvement in the creation of this. I'll pull it up for you. I'm almost certain about that, Daryl. Like not just
direct involvement, not just they created the internet and therefore the thing.
Yeah, I'll see if I can pull that up because I'm almost certain about that.
So there's one more statistic here from OkCupid.
Yeah.
They say last but certainly not least, whether or not a user needed to have sex with someone before considering marriage, 76% said yes. That's up 11% from a decade ago.
Seems like a sensible thing to say.
They do point out that OkCupid has 12 million users who have a median age of 29 years old and are mostly college-educated and white. Although not representative of the entire nation, the study could provide insight into the ever-evolving nature of the American sex life.
So, again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Okay, Cupid, though, has, I think, really... They're probably the most popular of the dating websites.
Probably. And one thing that I wish they would institute, and I know that this is possible because other sites have this feature, is a mutual match search.
What's that mean?
To where they will wind up sorting through the people that you match with what that person is looking for. So, for instance... Say you're looking for women between 21 and 37,
okay,
and there's a really attractive 23-year-old, and you're like, she looks attractive. Let me read her profile, and then you see that she's only looking for guys that are from 18 to 24. So if there was a mutual match,
it shouldn't show her in the first place.
She should not be shown in your results because she's not also looking for someone that you fit the criteria of.
But what you're saying is they don't do that on OkCupid.
OkCupid does not have mutual match.
Gotcha.
I forget which site does, but it was a horrible site anyway. But that was one of the good features of it was mutual match.
Hmm.
So that you would only see people that you also met what they were looking for. So they met what you were looking for, and you met what they were looking for.
I'm having trouble finding the DARPA thing. Maybe I've got my memory all messed up on that. I'll see if I can do a little deeper digging. It's not actually on Wikipedia as far as the history of the site. But you know, you got to give them credit. They've created a website that I think has a decent like matching system, and they actually let you send messages to people for free.
Yes.
On OkCupid, which you know, a lot of these we talked about some of these scammy dating sites a few weeks ago here on Free Talk Live when a couple of them pitched us as potential advertisers, and I turned them down because I don't want to be associated with a scam. And like a lot of these other sites, you can't send a message or you can't read any messages from somebody unless you give them money. And so OkCupid has managed to make a successful dating site where obviously they're successful. They're still run, you know, it's still operating after quite a long time. I don't know when they started here. I think it looks like 2004, so more than a decade in operation. Obviously, you know, you're not going to run in debt for 12 years. It must be. You know, they must be right. Making money.
And they do have features that you can unlock with a payment.
Right. There's their A-list option, which gives you special bonuses or whatever. Obviously, there are enough people who are buying those things to keep the site going. So, you know, good for them for doing that. I don't know if there are any other free sites out there that really compete with OkCupid. Are you aware of that?
Not that I'm aware of.
I remember there was plenty of fish. But it was a junky-looking site the last time I went to it.
Yeah, it's a horrible site.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. The Myers-Briggs personality test. Since we're talking about people and dating and, you know, human beings and how they behave. The personality test. Everyone's taken this thing. Everybody knows what their letters are.
I'm an ENFP, borderline INFP.
What are you? Huffington Post says it doesn't actually mean anything. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about online dating or professional snuggling or the Myers-Briggs personality test, which we're going to get into here shortly, you can join us. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And if you want to save big time on your online purchases, go to saveitpurse.com. You can save 20, 30, 40, 50% off of Amazon, and it works very well. It sounds too good to be true. This is for real. You go to saveitpurse.com. And you can knock a huge chunk of money off of what you would otherwise be paying for things, because you're going to buy these things anyway. You might as well go to saveitpurse.com and get started there and save big time. The catch is, here you go, you got to have Bitcoin. That's the deal. If you don't have Bitcoin, you don't get those discounts. If you don't have Bitcoin, you want to go shopping at Amazon, then go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can go that, you know, through those links there, and Free Talk Live will benefit. But if you go to saveitpurse.com, then you can start saving big time on every purchase you make from Amazon from now on with Bitcoin. It's awesome. It works well. And I've used it more than 40 times in the last year. My total savings is now over $900 worth of savings. It's incredible. So I highly recommend it. When you go to saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases through the site. So I did find
What I was saying before earlier, Daryl, which you were disbelieving, it is OKWS. That's the essentially the web server that was created before OKCupid. So this was the sort of the foundation of OKCupid. OKWS was developed by Max Krohn, one of the founders of OKCupid, when he was at MIT Harvard with DARPA funding. So some government money did ultimately help develop the technology that is beneath the OKCupid website, but that doesn't mean that government's involved in the site today.
Right, and what sort of funding, how involved were they in the research? Because you could say that
just
you know,
a grant to MIT, right? That could have been
right. Like you know, my entire radio career was funded by the government because I got a scholarship to go to college.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I just wanted to clarify that because I did mention it on the air, and you know, so there is some involvement there, but not anymore. It's not involved with them at this time. Toll free number tonight 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. The Myers-Briggs personality test. I remember taking this for the first time when I was a kid. And I remember, I think I scored INTJ, I think it was. And I guess, I don't remember if I've taken it as an adult, but I suspect that over time, your letters change. And HuffingtonPost.com here says that it doesn't actually mean anything. Forget everything you once knew. Are you an ISFJ or an ESFP? Wait, don't answer that. Your Myers-Briggs personality type might not actually matter at all, says Kate Bratskier, is her name. The 93-question test is the most widely used personality test in the world. Some 2 million people answer the questions each year to find out which one of 16 personality types most closely fits them. But the two women who developed the test in 1945 had no formal training in psychology, and as a recent report by Vox explains, the test is essentially worthless. Now, they say here that in a video that Vox has presented, it shows that our personalities don't fit neatly into classification boxes. As proof, one study found that 50% of participants received two different Myers-Briggs classifications when they took the same test twice, 5 weeks apart. And yet, while the solidity of Myers-Briggs has been tested and found faulty time and time again, many large corporations use the criteria to hire and to organize employees. So the report by Vox.com has more of the details. According to Vox, the test is completely meaningless, and the company that produces and markets the test does make around $20 million per year off of administering it. There's just no evidence behind it, says Adam Grant, an organizational psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania, who's written about the shortcomings of Myers-Briggs previously. He says, quote, the characteristics measured by the test have almost no predictive power on how happy you'll be in a situation, how you'll perform at your job, or how happy you'll be in your marriage. The test claims that based on 93 questions, it can group all of the people in the world into 16 discrete types. And in doing so, serve as a powerful framework, they say, for building better relationships, driving positive change, harnessing innovation, and achieving excellence, unquote. So that's from Myers-Briggs. Most of the faithful think of it primarily as a tool for telling you your proper career choice. But the test was developed in the 1940s based on the totally untested theories of Carl Jung and is now thoroughly disregarded by the psychology community.
You know, I think that these personality tests are interesting. I would never use it to determine whether or not I'm going to hire someone or date someone or, you know, go into business with someone. But it's interesting.
Sure. So is astrology. Right? And that's essentially what they're saying here is that it's not really worth much more than that. Even Jung warned that his personality types were just rough tendencies that he'd observed rather than strict classifications. Several analyses have shown that the test is totally ineffective at predicting people's success in various jobs, and that about half of the people who take it twice get different results each time. Half of the people who take it twice are scoring differently each time they take it.
So how different? Because that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take it and your EI is 51-49, and then the next time you take it, it's 49-51.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not a big change. But if you go from 93% extrovert the first time you take it to 98% introvert the next time, that's a huge difference.
I suspect I would have gone from introvert to extrovert in my lifetime, at least, because when I was a kid, I was more introverted than I am now. I've made a more, you know, a direct effort to be more extroverted. So they do link to the analysis here if you want to actually dig into the details on these. Yet you probably heard people telling you that they're an ENFJ, an extroverted intuitive feeling judging, or an INTP, introverted intuitive thinking perceiving, or another one of the 16 types drawn from Jung's work. And as you may have been given this test in a professional setting, here's an explanation of why these labels are so meaningless and why no organization in the 21st century should rely on the test for anything. In 1921, Jung published the book Psychological Types. In it, he put forth a few different interesting, unsupported theories on how the human brain operates. Among other things, he explained that humans roughly fall into two main types, perceivers and judgers. The former group could be further split into people who prefer sensing and others who prefer intuiting, while the latter could be split into thinkers and feelers, for a total of four types of people. All four types, additionally, could be divided based on attitudes into introverts and extroverts. These categories, though, were approximate. He said, every individual is an exception to the rule. Even though these rough categories, though, didn't come out of controlled experiments or data, quote, this was before psychology was an empirical science, said a Penn psychologist. Jung literally made these up based on his own experiences. But Jung's influence on the early field was enormous, and this idea of types in particular caught on. Jung's principles were later adapted into a test by Catherine Briggs and her daughter, Isabel Briggs Myers, a pair of Americans who had no formal training in psychology. To learn the techniques of test-making and statistical analysis, Briggs worked with Edward Hay, an HR manager for a Philadelphia bank. They began their testing their type indicator in 1942. It copies Jung's types, but slightly altered the terminology and modified it so that people were assigned one possibility or the other in all four categories based on their answers to a series of two-choice questions. Raise 2 to the 4th power, and you get 16. The different types of people there are apparently in the world, according to Myers and Briggs. They gave titles to each of these types, like the executive, caregiver, the scientist, and the idealist. The test has grown enormously popular over the years, especially since it was taken over by the company CPP in 1975, but has changed little. It still assigns you a four-letter type to represent which result you got in each of the four categories. So they're going to dig into why this really just doesn't make sense, and you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe humans are a little bit more complicated than 16 categories. It's yeah. Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here toll-free at 855-453, whether it's your comments on internet dating or the Myers-Briggs personality test, where Vox.com, Huffington Post reporting on basically the idea that it's total BS and that it is not well respected among the psychology community, and there's some really interesting things that have been done with it to basically pick it apart, and that's what they're doing here at Vox.com. We'll continue that. Also coming up, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about the FDA sending threatening notices to essential oil companies. That's something that sounds pretty scary. We'll get into that here. Also, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy the features that you'll find on our website. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then I would suggest that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, we talk about everything from liberty to just being a human being, and that's what we're focusing on here tonight. But if you like the show, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That helps us market Free Talk Live to new radio stations to get on more stations around the country. Mark and I are going to be going once again to the Talkers Conference this year, which is sort of the big brouhaha for all talk radio industry people, and it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that allows us to be able to afford to go to things like this and sort of schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs, which makes a difference for us. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Join the AMP program. You get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group, amp.freetalklive.com. So what exactly is wrong with the Myers-Briggs personality test?
I would say, and I'll give my thoughts before you give whatever response sure. they give. One thing that I do think is flawed about the way the test is done is the duopoly sort of, you know, the dualistic sort of thing to where would you rather A or B?
Two choices.
And there are times when it's like, well, you know, I like doing both of these, but
or it depends
today,
on the day.
Yeah. I would rather this. Or right. I don't like either of those, but I have to pick one, so yep. I would not be as, you know, ticked off if I were doing this one.
And sure enough, that's the first point that they're going to make here in the story from Vox.com.
They're called false limited binaries, meaning that they're a false choice, right? You're giving people it's not an actual human choice. Human opinions and beliefs have a larger range than A or B.
Right.
And so with most traits, humans fall on different points along a spectrum, says Fox. If you ask people whether they prefer to think or feel, or whether they prefer to judge or perceive, the majority will tell you a little of both. And Jung himself admitted as much, noting that the binaries were useful ways of thinking about people, but writing that, quote, there is no such thing as a pure extrovert or pure introvert. Such a man would be in the lunatic asylum, unquote. But the test is built entirely around the basis that all people, that people are all of one or the other. It arrives at the conclusion by giving people questions such as, quote, you tend to sympathize with other people, unquote, and then offering them only two blunt answers of yes or no. It'd be one thing if there were good empirical reasons for these strange binary choices that don't seem to describe the reality that we know, but they come from the disregarded theories of an early 20th century thinker who believed in things like ESP and the collective unconscious. Actual data tells psychologists that these traits do not have a bimodal distribution. Tracking a group of people's interactions with others, for instance, shows that, as Jung noted, there aren't really pure extroverts and introverts, but mostly people who fall somewhere in between. All four of the categories in the Myers-Briggs suffer from these kinds of problems, and psychologists say that they aren't an effective way of distinguishing between different personality types.
Okay, so it seems as though they're saying the test is flawed, therefore the results are flawed.
Well, there's more.
I don't think you can necessarily make that conclusion.
Well, if the test is flawed, then by default the results would have to be flawed, right? I mean, if you're asking people questions that don't have a fair set of answers, but yet they're answering them anyway to the best of their ability, you're not really getting what you're looking for out of it.
True, and it's not going to give you an accurate representation of each individual person, but the 16 different, you know, here's 16 different personality types, I think it would be kind of accurate to say there are generally, you know, 16 distinct things, and most people fall somewhere in between one or more.
But that's not useful, right? If the purpose is to categorize people, then it has failed at that. By failing from the beginning with questions that are inaccurate.
I guess it depends on why you're trying to categorize people. If you're taking the test out of a purely, you know, I want to learn more about the way my brain works and the way I interact with people from like a self-help sort of thing.
But you're not getting an accurate result, and so you're not learning something. You're being given misinformation. So what we've learned is false, essentially. The things we've been told by this Myers-Briggs test are not who we really are. There's nothing you can glean from a poorly designed test, except for the fact that this is poorly designed and it's nothing more than an entertainment purpose. Like, this is no better.
Right, and that's how I look at it, as entertainment.
But most people don't. Like, they take this really seriously. Like, this is given out as a serious way of determining somebody's personality.
Yeah, and some people look at the astrology as really serious.
This
you were born in the house of Aquarius under the third moon.
This is barely better than astrology. Let's go to John.
It's all entertainment as far as I'm concerned.
But you're taking it way less seriously than a lot of people do. Let's go to John listening in northern Minnesota. Go ahead, John. You're on Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. So what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. Well, I'm visiting in Shellfront in another state in Pennsylvania, and I was just wondering if there's how we can get you on the radio over here.
Well, the best way to get us on the radio is to contact local talk radio stations and ask real nicely, talk to the program director and ask him or her for Free Talk Live. That's a really helpful way to do it. Another way to do it is to donate to the Free Talk Live AMP program, and that's more of a long road. I mean, it's all a long road. You're not gonna call up and talk to a program director tomorrow during business hours and have the program director fall at your feet and say, "Oh, thank you for introducing this show to me." So, you know, even if you call, it's probably gonna take a while, maybe a year, 2 years, 5 years.
What's your website then?
Our website's freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can listen to the show any old time you want to. wherever you want. You can download archives. You can listen live to our live stream. We've got a YouTube channel with video archives of the show. So are you new to the show? Is this your first time listening?
Oh, no, I've listened to it before. But I just noticed here in this thing that they had, Bitcoin made it to the Federal Reserve, or somebody recognized it or something, or the government recognized it.
This is news to me. I highly doubt the Federal Reserve would recognize Bitcoin. Where did you hear this?
Let me check here. We're checking on the Internet here. It was. What was it here?
Yeah, we got nothing but time.
Some kind of a thing, government thing recognized it.
All right, well, we'll take a look into it. We'll see if we can find it. There's a lot of Bitcoin news sites out there, and I'm sure there would be some kind of headline about it. Maybe Cointelegraph will have something. We'll see if we can dig up some information on that. But ultimately, whether you know the government recognizes Bitcoin or not won't matter to the future of Bitcoin.
So I just did a news search, and CoinDesk has a study from, or rather a report from last year, where they're claiming that the Federal Reserve needs power to regulate Bitcoin.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not what we want.
When they get involved, you'll really mess it up.
Yeah, thanks, John, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I got a bad connection there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Good news is you don't have to worry about that. For those that don't know, Bitcoin's a decentralized currency that is not created by a government. It's not created by a corporation. So the Federal Reserve can want, you know, if they want to regulate Bitcoin, well, too bad for them, because they can't. There is no control that right. The Federal Reserve has over Bitcoin. They can't go and, you know, put the pressure on some corporation, because there is no corporation behind Bitcoin. And they can't go to a bank and, you know, raid the bank and take control of Bitcoin, because no bank created Bitcoin. It's a program that was released to the world back in 2009 by Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi Nakamoto is anonymous. We don't know who that person is, or if it's just one person. It could be more than one person. We don't know. And that came out to the world, and it is an open source program, meaning that anyone can see the code. It's completely transparent, unlike the banking system that we have today. So there's no way the government can stop Bitcoin. Now, New York State has had an effect on the Bitcoin universe in New York State, and the way they did that was by creating a Bitcoin regulatory scheme to regulate Bitcoin exchanges. And essentially, they drove most of the Bitcoin exchanges out of the state of New York. But ultimately, they can't stop people in New York from buying and selling things for Bitcoin, because the government doesn't know when you buy and sell things for Bitcoin, if you're careful. Because there's ways to use it anonymously, but you have to jump through a few hoops to do that. So the government can't stop it. Too bad for them, and good for us. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.